broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Let's also remember that after parents, the biggest impact on child success...
If I hadn't never wore this tie, I wouldn't have known his...
We are held to a high standard of public service.
And the security procedures are now going too far. I mean, there is a line somewhere, and he believes that...
Those fat, lazy veterans...
You blew it!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Because truth is our bitch. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't and they won't, so they don't. 877-876-7445. 877-876-7445, the number here. And coming up this hour, a Utah trooper, well, actually coming up later on tonight in our news hour, a Utah trooper is in hot water for hitting a 53-year-old woman in the head. It was during a traffic stop there in Utah, and something went wrong. I don't know what. Man, I don't know. I don't want to know. I guess I'm going to have to find out, though. Hit her in the head after this traffic stop, and so there's been hell to pay on that one. Man, we'll find out about it. And the nastiest hotels in the country. Joining us this hour is Dr. Ron Tarner, 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhendryshow.com. If you want to have email contact with me, that's where you email us, at Phil Hendry Show. You go to our website, and you go to Backstage, and you hit that, and you'll find the email form. And we get to our email, and we email you back, and we talk to you, and some people I go back and forth with, and some people I'm like psycho analyzing, and it's really creepy and really weird, but hey, you know, we said we would do it, so we do. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner is he's a astronomer as well as a cosmologist at the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado. We have Ron on the line with us tonight, and we're going to talk about something that a lot of people didn't see, Dr. Tarner, and that was Michelle Bachmann's Tea Party response to President Obama. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm very good, Phil. And, I have my son Jesse with me this week, so we're having a great time.
Can you tell the audience? I did see it, Ron. I know you did too. Tell the audience what Michelle Bachmann was doing, and you don't have to give me any commentary. Just tell us. Just describe what you what happened after the president's speech. Because again, I don't think a lot of people saw it.
Absolutely, Phil. Congresswoman Bachmann came on television following Representative Ryan's response. So the Republicans had two responses, and I guess the television networks carried Congressman Ryan's response.
And that was a more mainstream Republican response?
I would say it was the more mainstream one, although with the popularity of the Tea Party, you don't really know what is a mainstream Republican response anymore. But then came Congresswoman Bachmann. And Congresswoman Bachmann gave her response to President Obama's State of the Union speech. She said that the last several years were a disaster in terms of federal spending. She said that the health care plan was an absolute disaster. She said that the Tea Party is a very positive and constructive response to the distress that America finds itself in. And she said a lot of different things. And then she used as, and she said that we were facing a big fight. We were facing a very challenging future in making sure that we bring spending under control and making sure, Phil, that President Obama's health care plan doesn't get passed. And then, as a way of illustrating what the battle represents, she brought out a photograph, which I consider to be iconic, as do other Americans, the photograph of the Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima.
You were offended by that.
I was absolutely offended by that. Where she would use the image of those Marines raising that flag on Iwo Jima as a symbol of the Tea Party's fight to overturn Barack Obama's legislation, I found it to be absolutely offensive. And I think every veteran out there would, if they had seen this, they would have. And if they'd seen it, and it was really an embarrassing display, Phil, because she wasn't looking at the camera for whatever reason. They had set the teleprompter up wrong. She was not only looking at the camera the wrong way, She had on too much highlighter. It was, I think, an embarrassing presentation, but I was very put off by this using of that image.
Now, you told me that you are involved in work for animal rights. Is that correct?
That is correct, and we do use that image.
All right, so you do use the image of the Marines raising, and I agree with you. That is an iconic, and I was just talking to Jason, you know, my producer during the break, and said, well, what are the iconic images in American history? Well, I suppose as kids we saw, you know, Washington crossing the Delaware, you know.
Oh, and, you know, and Mount Rushmore, and many things. And I don't think there's anyone that doesn't know the photograph of the Marines on Iwo Jima raising the flag.
All right. She used that for the Tea Party. You use it for animal rights.
Completely different and just a completely different political point of view. And let's slow down here, because I want to be very clear. And if I got this wrong, I want you to tell me, Phil. I didn't think you were going to bring that up. If that is true, then we could talk about it.
Nobody told me not to bring it up. I know that you're involved in a great many animal rights causes there in Colorado. And haven't you guys used the Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima as a symbol?
We have used it in our bailers. Here is why it is different from what Michelle Bachmann did tonight in that State of the Union address. It's different because we are talking about the rights of a creature on this earth. We're talking about rights. And so it's different than her talking about not liking a president. I was going to say a black president. I guess that I shouldn't say that.
No, I don't want you to attribute that. We don't have to get, if the woman is using a symbol.
All right, well, I won't use it. You don't, I understand, Phil.
But I mean, if the woman's using a symbol or the Tea Party's using a symbol that you find inappropriate, we don't have to say it's against a black president.
Well,
it's against the fact that he's got a big spending program they don't like.
All right, it's against what they consider to be socialism. Completely different.
And why is your animal rights, the work you do with animal rights, why is it all right to use that Iwo Jima flag picture and not Michelle Bachmann's Tea Party?
Is it different? I'll tell you why. The difference, Phil, is that we do work for the rights of animals. She is doing work to tear down a president. And let me say something else. What she's doing is she's using this very beloved image of the United States Marines on Iwo Jima raising that flag. She's using that to promote the a political fiscal view, whereas we use it to promote the rights, to promote human rights. It's not human rights, but we promote animal rights. But when we in our advertising, we say human rights. Now, this happened tonight, and it happened, Phil, out of view of a great many people. I'm sorry that they missed it, that President Obama gave his State of the Union address, and then Michelle Bachmann stole from every American out there stole this image.
Dr. Ron Turner is with us. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. And he's talking about Michelle Bachmann giving her response to the State of the Union. There were two by the Republicans. One was from, I suppose, mainstream Republicans, from Congressman Ryan. And then the other was from Congresswoman Bachmann. And in hers, she did have behind her, and she turned and sort of presented it, a photograph of the Iwo Jima Marines. Now, at the time that she turned and said, we have a big fight ahead, we have a against all odds, she turned and she said, well, this is against all odds. And that's when we saw that.
That's when she brought out the Iwo Jima flag. And let me just say, it was another example of Michelle Bachmann getting history wrong, because she said that against all odds. Well, the Marines had a very tough fight on Iwo Jima, but it was not against all odds. By that point, the American military had rolled the Japanese back very smartly, thank you very much. But I'll tell you, when I saw her, in the name of rolling back the Obama agenda, show the Marine Corps flag, I called up a friend of mine, Dick Wilson, who's a big Tea Party guy, and I said, you have got to be kidding me. And that's when he brought up the fact that we use the Marine flag on our animal rights brochures.
What did you say?
I said to him, that's not what I'm talking about right now. I said, I'm talking about your woman here, Bachman. And I said that I'm offended on behalf of all Americans, and especially veterans, on behalf of all veterans, for what Bachman did. And he said to me, what about veterans that would be upset with you using it for animal rights? And I kept saying to him, you really want to keep turning this against me. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, isn't that a good question, if you're using it for animal rights?
No, it's not. It's not a good question, no. I've already explained to you that the Tea Party sponsored the Bachman insult to veterans. The Tea Party's not sponsoring me. And if it's an insult to veterans, at least the Tea Party's not doing it.
And well, what if we got some calls from veterans and find out what they think? You know.
Well, if I could jump in, Phil.
Go ahead.
I don't think that's a good idea. Let me tell you why. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't want to talk to them. I don't think Michelle Bachman would want to talk to them. And since she's not here, I think it's only fair. I think it's fair for me to say that I'm speaking on behalf of veterans. I don't think she is, but I don't want to talk to any veterans. So I'd appreciate if you kept the veterans off the air. I think I am speaking for them, and that's enough for this conversation.
Well, I don't know that that's... All right, I don't know that you can say that. We're talking here with...
Phil, please.
All right, hold on. We're talking here with Dr. Ron Tarner. Our number, 877-876-7445, on Michelle Bachman's response to the State of the Union address tonight, which used the Marine Corps raising the flag on Iwo Jima as a symbol of the against-the-odds fight she and the Tea Party have in rolling back Obamacare and these other examples of too much spending. Dr. Ron Tarner thinks that it's an insult to veterans to use it in that way, although his animal rights campaigns have used it quite a bit. And
if I could speak on my behalf.
Go ahead.
We have used it, but I've used it in favor of the rights of animals, not against human beings living.
And well, that's not what...
If you're rolling back Obamacare... All right, I don't want to get into it.
All right, 877-876-7445 is the number. Your phone calls for our guest, Dr. Ron Tarner, coming up next. And next hour, we have our News Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I really don't... I don't even want to talk about it.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show back here on number 877-876-7445 as we talk here to Dr. Ron Tarner. Dr. Tarner is a scientist. He's an astronomer. But we're not talking with him tonight about his field of study or his professional field. We're talking tonight about the use of a very iconic American image, which is the Marines raising the American flag on Mount Suribachi in World War II, which was used tonight by Michelle Bachman in her speech against Barack Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and you were offended by that. Now, I can understand that, but what I'm trying to figure out here is the images that you use in your animal rights campaigns, which are equally iconic.
Well, you say equally iconic.
Let's talk about this picture of people falling from the World Trade Center. And that is, as long as I live, that will always be with me, the people that were jumping.
That is exactly right, Phil. And it is a terrible memory that we'll all have. We use that image, if I could, and we blend that image into lobsters that are dropped into a pot of boiling water, which is equally horrific and equally against human rights, animal rights, and so forth.
And you also use the very iconic photograph of Dr. King's murder in Memphis.
we do. And I have to tell you, Phil, I believe we're very respectful with everything we do.
All right, but I mean, I know that you've had a problem with KFC, animal rights, PETA, all these people. But the people that are pointing from the balcony of Dr. King's motel are pointing at a KFC, right?
That is exactly right.
And you don't worry that there's going to be some sort of racial overtone?
You know, I think you should apologize to me. For you to say something like that.
You don't think that a very iconic picture of black people of Jesse Jackson and other people that were with Reverend King that day pointing, and what they were pointing to is where the shots came from. And
Mr. Henry, I'm aware of what they're pointing at.
But in the picture, you've got them pointing to a KFC. And looking here at the caption, even Dr. King knew.
That is correct, Phil. And
why would you use his name? Why would you use the Marines? What, you know, you got a problem with Michelle Bachmann.
What are you talking about, use the Marines? I think if Dr. King were alive, I don't think he'd want animals to be abused. I think he was a humanist in every way. And I think we are being far more respectful to Dr. King than Michelle Bachmann ever was or ever will be in her whole life. When it comes to the United States Marines and her misuse of that flag and the picture. Now, I'm very happy to speak on behalf of the Marine Corps. And
are you a veteran yourself?
That is completely irrelevant.
And are you a veteran, sir? I'm just asking. Are you a veteran?
That's completely irrelevant.
So that's a no, right?
No, it's not a no. It's irrelevant.
Well, I'm going to take it as a no.
No, you will not take it as a no.
Then it's a yes.
I'm saying to you that it is completely irrelevant.
You're going to speak for veterans, and you're going to say that the use of that flag, that iconic Suribachi flag raising by Michelle Bachmann, is offensive to veterans.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But not when you use it in your animal rights campaign.
I think I've made myself very clear. I think you owe me an apology, saying that what I was basically saying was, hey, here's some black people on a Memphis balcony, and let's go get ourselves a bucket of chicken.
And no, I didn't say that. I said, could it be taken that way?
Well, you introduced the theme.
You introduced the theme, sir, I think, by using that picture and using Dr. King's name. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dan in Brawley, California. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'm a veteran. I spent 20 years in the Navy from 1963 to 1983. And I don't find it offensive at all that Ms. Bachmann...
Were you a Marine?
Marine Corps Memorial.
Were you a Marine?
Her speech.
But you weren't a Marine, right?
Pardon me?
You were not a Marine, a member of the Marine Corps?
Well, what difference
does
it make? You said
Marine.
Veteran.
I wasn't a Marine. I was in the Navy. The Marine Corps is part of the Navy. If you were a veteran, you would know that.
I
currently work with Marine Corps.
Well, I understand that, sir, but you know as well as I do that the Marine Corps...
And none of the Marines I work with are.
The Marine Corps, they always laugh at you guys and call you Popeye.
It's people like you, who have never served, that think you can speak with veterans. Well, you can't.
I'm speaking on behalf of veterans.
You have never served. You have never served, and you have no right to speak for veterans.
Veterans speak for veterans. What do you do when a Marine does the Popeye laugh when you walk by? You know they do.
Marines don't do that.
What's that got to do with anything?
Oh, he knows. The Marines are always making fun
Marines
of guys.
Marines I know don't do that. The Marines I work with don't do that.
Not to your face, no. And here you are defending...
Let's forget about that, okay? This inter-service whatever's going on. Let's listen to what the man's saying.
Inter-service Bible
reading. You know as well as I do, they do the... They go,
been a dead issue for years. The inter-service rivalry has been a dead issue for years. You need
so in other words,
you've never served, have you?
Stand for
you have never served, have you, sir? Sir.
Marine stand for my ass
right sir.
Let's answer the gentleman's question.
You have never served, have you?
That is irrelevant.
Well, you know what? You've got to answer that question.
You're talking about veterans. You say you're speaking for veterans. It's very relevant.
I think that it's safe to say the use of that flag, the use of that flag by Michelle Bachmann is an offense to every Marine.
Have you spent any time in the service?
I won't dignify that with an answer.
Have you spent any time in the service?
So have you, sir.
I won't dignify it with an answer. I won't dignify it.
That's not an answer. I don't know why you don't want to. I don't know why you don't want to answer that question.
I will just simply say this. Yeah, that bothers you, doesn't it? And that's what Marines do to you guys behind your back.
That's none of your beeswax. What we're asking here is, if you are using this flag, the Suribachi raising, this in your animal rights campaign, why can't Michelle Bachmann use it in hers?
Because I'm helping save animals. I'm not standing there trying to get elected president.
Anyway, Dan, thanks for your call. 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show here with Dr. Ron Tarter.
Phil Hendry. To the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. You know, when you said that, Ron, there's few things in this world that will bring me close to tears. A public image. When that child was shot in Iran, that girl at Nada, that tore the guts out of me. And for you guys to even consider using that.
Phil, I told you we did not. Out of respect, obviously. I told you we did not.
The fact that you would even consider using that for your animal rights campaign. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Well, if I could interrupt you, you've had an awful lot of judgment here tonight, and I think your judgment is concerning what I do with images, such as the Kennedy assassination.
And you've got a picture of President Kennedy, and everybody remembers this picture, where he leans forward and he's holding his throat.
That is correct.
And underneath it's something along the lines of, where is this? Give it to me, bud. This is what happens. Here it is. This is what happens when you eat mercury-laced tuna. That was President Kennedy having been shot.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And you're saying this is what happens when you eat mercury-laced tuna. In other words, let's take the another iconic image of an American president being murdered before our very eyes and turn that into what happens to people when they eat tuna.
Am I using the death of American Marines to promote my agenda to be president of the United States?
Okay. Don, what I'm saying...
Am I using my agenda to use American Marines raising the flag to be president of the United States? Yes or no?
I'm not going to be asked a yes or no question.
Am I...
No, you're not. And I don't think Michelle Bachmann was either.
Oh, give me a break. She stood there with too much eyeliner, and I have to be honest with you. I'm being personal, and I shouldn't, but I'm going to do it. Whoever put the makeup on that woman tonight, I don't know what they were going for, but she looked like something out of 28 weeks later.
Well, that's very flattering.
I didn't put on her eyeliner, and she was staring off into space, and then those great Marines raising that flag, and this is the symbol of the Tea Party. I thought I was going to vomit excrement, and I'm sorry to put it that way, but I thought that everything was going to come out of my mouth, including what goes the other way. That's how sick I was.
But you don't call it sick when you take a picture of Martin Luther King's death and those people pointing, and they're pointing at a KFC.
Because of the free-range chicken?
Because of the free-range chicken, Martin Luther King. 877-876-PHIL. It's amazing that you don't see my point.
It's amazing that you don't see how over the top you are compared to what Michelle Bachmann did with her Elvira Mistress of the Night makeup.
877-876-7445. Let me go to a phone call. Melanie on KHNU in Hawaii. Go ahead, Melanie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, I just wanted to say just how listening to the program, I am incredibly, I just think it's incredibly inappropriate for this gentleman to speak for veterans, to speak for people, to speak for Michelle Bachmann, when he doesn't speak to them, he won't give them, he won't let them have their say. So I just
want
to say that it is inappropriate to speak for someone else and not let someone speak for themselves. Because I'm a Hawaiian person. I am 50% Hawaiian. I would not say all Hawaiians feel this way just because I am Hawaiian. I have my own personal view, my own thoughts, and that's what all people have. And for this gentleman to say, well, this I think all veterans. He does not know all veterans. He can say, this is how I feel, this is what I think, but
I don't speak for all veterans.
For people,
but I'm simply saying that I'm saying though in this case and only in this case, I don't think the veterans are educated enough to know what they're talking about. So I speak for them.
What do you mean not educated enough?
So
don't you think every
to say uneducated?
Well,
that is so
rude of you,
and so crass and so unintelligent for you to make a statement. Like that to say
Melody,
all veterans are
Melody, not Phil, intelligent. Mr. Henry lied to me and put a veteran on the air when he said he wouldn't.
I didn't say that I wouldn't put veterans on the air.
He wouldn't. He did not say. I was listening the entire time. He did not say he wouldn't. That is something
that you don't want.
But this is his show. Do you understand that?
Ma'am.
This is his show, not your show.
I'll give you an example. You know as well as I do that all Hawaiians are resentful of the United States making it a state, correct?
I am not resentful. I am not. You cannot speak for me.
Oh, come on. Why do you lie?
Where do you get off speaking on behalf of people?
I don't understand how you can say this. So the fact, I just want to say.
I'm saying based on what I know, Hawaiians want to have the king back.
You don't know. You don't know because you are not born and raised from the island. So you do not know. Okay,
right.
I am born.
Well,
my generations
know that about me.
Are from this island. So you do not know, okay?
Well, you don't know where I'm from.
Where are you from, Don?
I'm not going to dignify that.
So you won't tell me if you're a veteran. You won't tell me where you're from. Are you from Hawaii?
I'm not going to say where I'm from.
How can you speak for Hawaiians?
From what I know of Hawaiians, and I know a lot, they want the king back, the pineapple groves. They want that life back. That's what I've heard.
Isn't that right, incredibly untrue.
Oh, my God.
You know, that is so incredibly untrue. Okay? I am a born and raised Hawaiian. So to push all that aside and to not make things personal, which is what you are doing, you are making things personal and you're not making it about the facts. So the fact is that you cannot speak for people. The fact is that you have your thoughts. That's your fact. That's your idea. Okay, that is your view. My view is that Michelle Bachman speaks for people like me who cannot speak out, who do not have the opportunity to go on air and say how they feel. She is speaking for people, for the silent people like us, who cannot stand up and say, this is how I feel. So just to let you know, it is how I feel. I feel that way. And I feel that Michelle Bachman, she has her right to speak.
I would have believed you had you not told me you were Hawaiian.
What did you say?
I would have believed her had she not told me she was Hawaiian. And that changed everything.
What does that mean?
When she told me she was Hawaiian, then I began to realize that her agenda is to bring the monarchy back to Hawaii.
You know what? That has nothing to do with it.
We're not even talking about that. You feel that Michelle Bachman felt
that all veterans would think that they were offended. That's what you felt, and that is what we were discussing on the show.
I believe that they are. Yes, I believe they are.
And you don't have any idea that you're not a veteran.
You
had a veteran call and say,
let me ask this lady a question. Have you ever seen the Harlem Globetrotters? You probably haven't. And the reason why you haven't is because they're not allowed in Hawaii. Why? Because they're afraid that the Globetrotters, believe it or not, will stir up some kind of nativist reaction among Hawaiians.
About what?
About bringing back King, I don't know what his name was.
you are making intelligent conversation about something incredibly ridiculous. Do you understand that, sir?
No, ma'am.
Incredibly ridiculous.
Absolutely asinine. And your views on Hawaii, and I bet you I know why I know why you're thinking this way, because President Obama's from there, right?
You don't know that.
You know what? That's exactly, now I'm putting two and two together. You a birther?
That's none of your business.
Uh-huh. All right, Melanie, thank you very, very much, and thank you for calling us.
Mahalo.
Thank you very much, dear. Mahalo to you. I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, there's a good example there. You went mahalo. What, are you all of a sudden a beachcomber or something?
No, I was trying to be polite.
Do you know what that means?
Goodbye?
Well, duh. Let me be the one that speaks to people of color and veterans, because I have, as a longtime member of the Democratic Party, I feel I understand them better. And for you to jump in... And
what is this stuff about the Harlem Globetrotters, man? About how did they ever play Hawaii? 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Davey in Vallejo, California. Davey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I am. I'm a son of a 28-year Navy veteran, and he never spoke like that with the Marines. I was in NJRTC through high school for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Went on a cruise. Marines. And then how dare he... borrow an iconic military picture.
Yeah.
He has never been in the service.
Michelle Bachmann's never been in the service, and she had that thing up tonight talking about the Tea Party. And yet I use it for animal rights and for my lectures that I'll be doing next summer. And
for your lectures that you'll be doing next summer. For profit?
It's very unfair, Mr.
For-profit lectures?
It's very unfair to let Michelle Bachmann use it, and I can't.
Why don't you, go ahead, sir.
I'm going to back up because I live in Hawaii, too.
Okay, you? You know what I'm talking about. Did you see the Harlem Globetrotters?
I know what I'm talking about. I've been to that memorial. Them boys and girls, there's girls nowadays, putting their lives on the line.
It's not in Hawaii. Where the Marines raised the flag is Mount Suribachi at Iwo Jima, not Hawaii.
How dare you claim to be of an icon when you never served in the military? I can tell the way you...
I'm an icon? I can tell by the way you look through your face, you're probably crazier than a crap house rat, right?
And I'm
not aware where the flag... That flag was raised on Iwo Jima, not Hawaii.
I'm trying to talk.
Yeah, but you're not saying anything.
Your intelligence not come up with your own idea. Tell me that, or you can't answer that either.
Yes, I did come up with my own idea, and this is it. The flag was raised on
Iwo
Jima, not Hawaii.
You copied the blessings of our men and women that are fighting for this country. Did you not?
Right.
And so did she.
Yeah,
why can't either one of you
come up
with your own idea?
Michelle Bachmann did, too. How come you're not yelling at her?
The doctor.
Oh, and she's the idiot?
Tell everybody.
God, it's so unfair.
You're the doctor. How come you can't come up with something?
How come you don't know where the flag was raised? How come you know Iwo Jima is not in Hawaii? Iwo Jima is Iwo Jima.
It brought to Hawaii. It has nothing to do with the discussion.
Yeah, it does. Because you think that the flag was raised by the Marines in Hawaii. You're a blithering idiot.
Oh, will you come on? That's a very sacred icon, that flag raised on Mount Suribachi. You're using it for your animal rights campaign, and now I find out for a series of lectures that you're going to be giving. Where are you giving the lectures?
If I answer that, then this man, Davey, is going to go ape on me.
Where are you giving the lectures?
In Hawaii.
That's great.
I'm giving a series of lectures on how to treat it. What?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Mount Suribachi and chicken beak, which winds up in most of your hamburger meat. All right? That's number one. Number two, you went to Hawaii. You saw the Harlem Globetrotters. I talked to a woman from Hawaii moments ago who said she doesn't want the royalty back. Well, you know what? You could have knocked me over with a feather. Okay? Okay, Dave? All right.
No.
See you later. 877-876-PHIL.
You having fun?
You know, you sound like a jackass. No wonder the guy was laughing.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun. You're going to use the Mount Suribachi picture. You're going to do this and that. I think if you are going to single out Michelle Bachmann for misusing an American iconic photograph, then you have to look at what you're doing. Using it for a series of lectures. You got Kennedy getting shot, and it looks like he's eating bad tuna. You got people falling out of the World Trade Center, and you use that for lobsters that are dropped into boiling water. I mean, every kind of picture that brings out such emotion in people, you use for your animal rights campaign, but Michelle Bachmann uses the Suribachi photo, and she's bad. Here's James in Jackson, Mississippi. Go ahead, James. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I'm curious, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. He's using the same picture that Michelle did, and he's badgering her, but he's not pointing a finger at himself. He's pointing one finger at her. Well, he's got to look, he's got four more pointing at himself. I mean, let's compare
well,
people.
I lost a finger in a skill saw accident.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I said I lost one of my fingers in a skill saw accident. So I'm actually pointing, I'm only pointing three fingers back at myself.
Okay, but you get the man's point, right?
All right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna sit here and say that somebody jumping out of the World Trade Center who had two choices, burn to death or jump to your death. You know, personally, I'd much rather jump. I'm a fireman, and one of the main things that scares me is fire. But I do it because I want to learn more about it. And I can tell you this much. I can tell you this much. I'd much rather jump to my death. And in hopes I die of a heart attack and sit there and burn to death. That's a slow, agonizing death. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't sit there either. I would be running.
Most people are running when they burn to death. A lobster being dropped in a pot. You know, the last time I checked, which I don't know how far the religion y'all go. We're not getting into that. But you know, the good Lord put animals on this earth for us to eat, and I believe a lobster is one of them. I mean, you got to compare that to a shrimp. I mean, you know, is that going to be your next slogan? Don't eat shrimp, and then show, you know, the
way. If you said that the good Lord put the animals on the planet to eat, you have a dog. You obviously don't eat the dog. And there are other animals that we don't eat.
We've actually, unlike you, we've moved forward in history and started learning more. You're like, don't eat your dog. I'm not. I'm eating a lobster.
I'm going backward in time because I want to make sure that the Hawaiian people don't reestablish are you laughing at me?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because at one point you're talking about, you know, the American people. Okay, now you're talking about the Hawaiians like they're not even American. I mean, if you're talking about American people, let's just say the American people. I mean, okay, you're going to go to Hawaii. I guarantee you it's probably going to be during the summertime. There's going to be a lot of people out there on the beach having a good time, you know, sun tanning and everything. Congratulations.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. Go on a vacation.
Okay,
call it an animal rights movement. Be sure to have your picture of the flag being raised on Iwo Jima, okay?
Okay, wait a second. How come I can't do that, but Michelle Bachmann, in order to get health care rolled back, uses a picture of Marines dying on Mount Suribachi, and that's okay with you?
Because she is representing something about the government.
She's not representing anything other than her own desire to be president of the United States. But I'm the guy that gets slapped around and beat like some jail bitch.
Because you're showing pictures, as he says, of JFK getting shot.
Yeah.
And you're comparing that to eating whatever. I didn't even hear a lot.
No, I said this man just ate, this guy just ate chicken of the sea.
All right, listen, James, it's insane. This man just ate chicken of the sea.
That's right.
That's what you're using that JFK picture for.
Yes.
Well, you know something, man? JFK was a guy. He was a human. He had family. He had relatives. Maybe they don't want you using his picture for chicken of the sea. And maybe they don't want Martin Luther King pointing to KFC, man. Boy.
You called that racist.
Yeah, I think that if there's a bunch of black folks pointing to a KFC, some people might get the idea. James, thank you for your call. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. What an idiot you are, man.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I know I am, but what are you?
Phil Hendry Show next hour. We have our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Let's take one more phone call here for Dr. Ron Turner. We have Richard in Charleston, Indiana. And Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, how are you doing today, Phil?
I'm good.
Okay, yeah, I'd just like to make a comment concerning the doctor there. I don't know where he got his PhD from, whether he's really a doctor or not, but anyway.
I got my PhD from California Institute of Technology, Caltech.
Okay, well, you don't sound very intelligent.
What state are you in? What state are you in?
I'm in Indiana. But to get to the point, Indiana.
I bet he's
in
Illinois.
But anyway.
Where's
anyway,
never mind. Go ahead.
To get to the point here is Michelle Bachmann's got just as much right to use the picture of the Marines using the, raising the flag at Iwo Jima as you do yourself. The reason she is using that is to show that they fight for our constitutional rights, and she has just as much right. The Tea Party has just as much right. To protect, we're protecting ourselves against Obama's administration.
He has no right to use the U.S. Marines to attack Obama's health care plan. That is, somebody should have arrested her.
Arrested her? I mean, we have freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech, okay?
Somebody needs to attack Obama's health care because with his death panels and everything else.
And you think those Marines that died on, the Marines that died on Iwo Jima, they were all Republicans? I don't think so.
So no, I don't think that.
I need to use.
Good thing they weren't all like you. That's for sure.
Can't I use that picture to promote, dogs being allowed to do what they want to do? Why can't I do that?
Well, I agree with you. I protect animals and all that, but she has the right to use that just as much as you do. You know, again,
I disagree with.
It's a symbol of our constitutional rights that we're looking at a socialist regime right there in Obama administration.
That's not right to use those parades. And I think I have more of a right because she's just trying to be president. I want dogs to be able to do what they want to do.
What do you mean dogs do what they want to do? What does that mean?
She's just using that to represent the Tea Party.
What do you think?
Tea Party for the Constitution. If the Obama administration has anything to do with it, there won't be a constitution.
What about the animal rights and dogs and cats being allowed to do what they feel like doing? But we don't let them do it.
Why do you have the right to show these pictures, but somebody else does?
Well, because I'm supporting the rights of human rights of animals, which are not human.
Phil Hendry.
But they have rights.